Hello.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome to Pork Therapy. You've joined us on the Pork Therapy couch again.
Yes.
Aren't you lucky?
This is Mike here.
And this is Stephanie. And we have a very special guest host with us again today. It's the night of the in-person questions. We are here at Habanara in Keene. And if you ever get a chance to patronize this wonderful place, you should do it, because the owner is very nice and it's a cool place to hang out.
We've been having a great time today. All the food I've tasted, and I've tasted a lot tonight, is good. But especially like the fried cheese. Hamuli, I believe.
It sounds a little bit weird, but it's
so
delicious.
Good.
So, all right. So
tonight we're going to be talking about fried cheese.
Yes, tonight we're going to... Well, it might be cheesy, but I don't know if it's going to be fried. We actually have Sarah on to ask a question.
Thanks for joining us.
Are you Sarah?
Sure, yes. I'm sharing the situation.
Yes.
And asking for your input.
Okay.
Right.
A friend of mine
that.
Had a friend of hers sleep over at her house on her couch, and he peed on the couch.
That's gross.
Yeah. Glad it's not my friend.
Now, he peed in his sleep like it was
peed
a nocturnal.
Right. It's like a bedwetting kind
peed
of
thing.
Like a bedwetting.
Alcohol-induced sleep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was passed out.
Isn't there a technical term for bedwetting?
Yeah. Oh.
And uresis. That's what it is. Yeah.
There you
wow.
go. Headache.
Was that interruption worth it? I don't know. Listen to the last podcast.
It wasn't. Believe me.
So go on.
That's great.
Sorry, Sarah. We're the queen of this.
So the question is... the perpetrator, the urinator, did not confess his
he
transgression.
Woke up, he woke up in urine and did not admit it was him?
Did not admit it was him.
It was the other guy.
left the scene and fessed up a couple days later. And Mike
must have been weighing on his conscience.
I'm just kind of taking
the
public...
Weighing on his
bladder. Taking a public opinion poll on what people would do. What would you do if either you were the perpetrator or you were the person who owned the couch?
The person who owned the couch invited the perpetrator, and they were friends or strangers?
Yes, they were friends.
And it was an invitation?
Yes.
Not to pee, but to sleep there.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Well, why would you... Oh, I guess you could invite someone to pee if you were into that. I mean,
that was a joke, but it was clarifying.
I could envision the situation. Okay.
So
first of all, I don't know. I think most people would say, yeah, he's a jerk for peeing on the couch, but maybe he couldn't help it, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's
at least he fessed up to it, right? He should get some...
Well,
I think that
2 days later,
the defining point is that he waited to fess up.
Yeah, until
for 2 days.
He did wait, but he did it eventually. I mean, okay, they
That's
knew it was him.
Nothing.
Who else would it have been, right? Somebody didn't walk over and when he was sleeping and pee on him in the couch.
That would have been funny.
That would have been pretty strange.
Okay, if I invited a friend over and they were drunk and I was just giving them a place to sleep,
yeah,
and they peed on my couch and left.
Oh, he was drunk. We didn't. I don't think
we got
that.
That.
We did.
Okay, we did over here on this half of the podcast.
I missed it. I was too busy interrupting.
What would I do? You better block up all the things.
I think one thing that maybe would be the best would be for him to sort of pay restitution to the person whose couch he damaged by cleaning up the couch.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think she's asking what the owner of the couch, what positions they could take and what actions they could take.
Right.
Well, see, I mean, if he had a medical problem, like if he was actually...
Why are you going off on all these tangents? A drunk guy peed on the couch. There's no medical condition. There's no subliminal. It's just a drunk guy peed on the couch.
And didn't fess up for a couple days.
I mean,
it's not hypothetical.
Look, if it were me, I would probably be mad that he peed on the couch, yes.
Oh, I'd
but
be
at
pissed.
The same time...
I'd be pissed, get it? Sorry.
Oh, that was pretty bad. But at the same time, you have to imagine for him... He must have been really embarrassed,
mortified.
Right? That's why it took him 2 days to fess up. So, I mean, I guess you don't have to pile onto the embarrassment. I would just call him privately after he confessed and say, hey, man, you peed on my couch. Do you mind cleaning it up?
Right. I wouldn't let 2 days go without that being addressed. If he snuck out before
I woke up and found it,
I would call him or go over there and say, hey, I helped you out last night, and you peed on my couch. Could you buy me a new cushion? Could you take it to the dry cleaners or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, I'd confront them. What?
Or give me something.
Or stand aside and I'm going to pee in your love seat.
That was a comment from the peanut gallery.
Which we do welcome.
Yes, we do.
The comment's not the pee.
But the comment was give him some, what was it, give him?
Give me something of yours to pee on, yeah.
Yeah, can I pee on your couch?
You might just, but if you do that, you might just start a pee fight. It might escalate.
Gallery, yeah. I disagree because an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, right?
Well, what does a pee for a pee get
you? A pee for a pee, I don't know. I guess that makes the whole world pissed, right?
That's right. Then you're checking your shampoo in the middle of the night. It's horrible stuff.
Then it escalates to toothbrushes up the butt. That was a previous episode.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know, I think we can extrapolate this situation to what do you do if you invite someone into your home on good faith and then they damage your stuff? Right?
Yeah,
it's sort of a general question.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Or if you are a guest in someone's home, what do you do if you damage someone's things or pee on their couch?
Right. So far we've been assuming that the peer in this case is apologetic, but they might have done
Was he apologetic?
You know, if we're going to abstract...
After 2 days.
Yes.
So
he was
silent for a couple days and then he was apologetic.
Like, if we're going to abstract, they might have done this intentionally or they might just not give a shit and say, yeah, I peed, live with it.
Well, it's a whole different ball game if they're peeing intentionally. Then game on.
Yeah.
What if they're just what I would call jerks and say, yeah, come on, you put me up when I was drunk, you knew it could happen, deal with it. And they just say, I'm not going to help you, or am I going to clean it?
I would say check your shampoo bottle for the rest of your life, dude.
Or you have the option of posting it on the internet and say,
hey,
so and so was a jerk and peed on my couch. Just want to warn you, don't give him a place to crash.
There's websites designed for
that. If he peed on your couch and he was completely unapologetic about it, I don't know. I don't think that's... I think he kind
of
got... Well,
that's just ostracization. Yeah. Right. Ostracism.
Or that's just, you know, that's just letting people know, hey, I'm warning you, this person isn't a good friend. This person isn't respectful of my property.
Summon 4chan.
Yeah.
Or even 4chan.
Better, freekeen.com.
That's right.
Pork 411. You can send out a pork 411.
If you're in this crowd.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Sarah,
I think you brought up one more point, which was, if you are the peer,
what
is your responsibility?
Or what do you do if you damage property?
Yeah, if you're just abstracted.
Right.
See, if it were me, I would make my best effort to clean it or replace it.
Immediately.
If I could clean it, yeah.
I'd be
mortified. I would be very embarrassed.
No shit.
And I think most people would be embarrassed about something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
I would be mortified to leave it untouched, like to pee and run away.
Who's
not going to know that it was me and then that I ran away? I would be over there instantly cleaning that and apologizing. And
then they'll be posting it on the freaking forum.
Well, so be it. I did.
Peed on the couch.
But you said no shit and that reminded me of a
story.
Wait.
This is how rumors got started. Let's clarify. This was nobody on this couch was the one.
That's
who
right.
Peed.
Oh, that's right. No Free Staters were involved in the production of this podcast.
Or the production of the pee.
That's true. Yes.
After a New Year's Eve party.
The porcupine. I'm sorry, that was really bad. After New Year's,
yeah, but you got to interrupt with a pun attempt because if it's a good one, it's worth it.
Yes.
And
that
the timing, you know, the timing
wasn't.
Issue has to be said at a certain time.
So after New Year's Eve party, there was about I don't know 6 of us that crashed in my friend's studio apartment, and she and one other guy were on the bed, and the rest of us were on the floor. And most of the people, I was not drunk, but most of the people were drunk, and one guy was really drunk. And in the middle of the night, sleeping on the floor in his clothes, no sleeping bag, he shat himself and vomited simultaneously on the floor. And I'm lying about...
That's terrible. The peanut gallery is horrified,
by the way. It gets a little bit worse.
Video podcast because you can see the reaction.
Here it comes. It gets a little worse. It was like hot chocolate with too much chocolate in it. It was running. It was pudding. But here, I was like 3 feet away, and I wasn't.
Emergency.
I either wasn't asleep or the noise woke me up, and I knew what had happened even without turning my head because I could hear it. So he was still unconscious, and I just lied there. I did not do anything. And then later in the morning, when we were all waking up, before everyone woke up, he woke up and felt, I guess, what he had done. Went into the bathroom for who knows 15 minutes or whatever, and everyone else woke up and saw this disgusting mess on the floor.
Or smelled it, probably.
Well, for some reason, no one realized there was shit involved. They thought it was just vomit. Twice. They thought he vomited twice. They even said that.
Because they didn't want to go near it with a 10-foot
pole. He came out of the bathroom, and he had cleaned himself up, and he said, he just like looked around and said, I just flushed my underwear down the toilet. And then... Yeah, because he was, you know, solid, full of shit, I guess.
Is there a point to this story?
Yes. Here's how he handled this. As embarrassed as he was, he, got whatever cleaning stuff she had in her apartment and started cleaning it. And, of course, running shit is going to stain like crazy, and he couldn't clean it. But he tried, and then he paid for her to get a cleaner later. And he got the goopa off the floor, and he got at least, clean before as clean as he could before he left.
That was
a
nice.
Goop. Goop is not an appropriate word to describe
goop is
that
not goop.
Mess.
The peanut gallery says it in first.
So he, I thought, had integrity despite his mishap.
Right.
Yeah. See, I think that's your responsibility in that situation, because you've made a mess and you clean it up. No one wants to deal with someone else's crap or vomit or whatever.
I agree. Well, thank you, guys.
You are most welcome. Thank you, Sarah, for the question.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
And you can email us your questions at questions@porktherapy.com. Isn't that right? And pork therapy with a C, not
that's
a K.
That's right. And you can find us at porktherapy.com, facebook.porktherapy.com, and twitter.porktherapy.com.
Yes, you can follow our twits, right?
Yeah, if you're a bunch of twits, you can follow our tweets.
Yes. And don't forget, ladies and guys.
And dogs.
Sarah, did you happen to get a look at Mike's calendar for tomorrow night?
I hear he's free.
He is free! What a coincidence. So you should email him at mike@porktherapy.com. And, who knows? He may go out on a date with you if you ask him, right?
Yeah, or I may pee on you.
Or he may pee on you. Only if you ask, though, right, Mike?
You have to ask politely.
You have to ask nicely, and you can't interrupt him.
That's right. Or you can email stephanie@porktherapy.com.
Yes,
and,
don't send me any pee requests.
No.
Or you'll be blocked.
Send her a cue request.
Yes, a cue request would be great. Get in the queue if you want to take me out on a date.
If you want to take a pee.
All right, that's it.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.